I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. Amsterdam, it's a city of bikes, around 2 million of them, and this huge number of bikes in the city creates its own unique problems, like managing the endless flow of commuters on two wheels during rush hour or parking. In Amsterdam, bikes clog the streets and sidewalks. That's why there's an entire city department dedicated to their removal. The World's Bradley Campbell recently tagged along with them.
You'd think a four-story parking garage for bikes would be enough. But in Amsterdam's central train station, it's not. The thousands of spaces fill up each morning. So people try to chance it and park their bikes illegally. Dumb move. Puts you in the path of Remy Joseph. He's a city worker. He carries a cordless circular saw with a diamond-tipped blade. This morning, he stands in front of a seafoam green granny bike. Someone locked it up to a pole. And that's not a legal spot here.
We're always warning people to park their bike correctly, but they're like, no, I'm in a hurry. I got to catch my train. And I tell them, like, no, if you not remove your bike, we will remove it.
This is no joke, though. Like that, that's a pretty thick lock.
I know, but my tool right here, make sure that it's going to be open. We cut it open right away.
Joseph cuts through about 100 locks each day. They're bikes people left parked more than 14 days, bikes blocking a pathway, or like the one in front of us, a bike that's parked illegally. Joseph's boss, Rhonda Long, says they do not give a pass to anyone. Think of them like tow truck drivers. And yeah, just as popular.
A lot of people don't like us. No, there are a lot of people. And it's only the people who are lost their bicycles.
Yet what they do is critical for the city. That's because Amsterdam is littered with bikes. Check this stat. The bike guys removed 68,000 of them last year. Now, what's amazing is how orderly it all is. Joseph enters in stats about each bike removal, like time, type, location. He even snaps a picture of the bike. It all ends up in a searchable database to make it easier for owners to reclaim their ride. Then the bike gets tossed into the back of a truck. Now, this bike will be driven a half hour outside of town to a place that bikes go to be reborn or just die. It's called the Bike Depot.
It's just a gigantic parking lot, like the size of a Walmart parking lot, filled completely with bikes.
The director of the place, Peter Burkhart, shows me around. Dude is super organized.
This category over here is the wrongly parked category. And then we also have another field at the back of this building. And there we store the abandoned bikes.
Burkhart says owners are given 6 weeks to reclaim their bikes. Most owners do. For the unclaimed, there are other options.
We sell them, we reuse them, and the very bad bicycles, for example, here.
Oh, gosh, this one. Oh, no.
This is total loss.
Yeah, the down tube has been completely severed in half.
I think this one will be recycled.
I don't think these are all junkers. Some are sent to refugee camps in Jordan, and some are so nice the Bike Depot resells them to local bike shops. Burkhart takes me to where those are stored.
So right now we enter one of the auction locations.
I walk into a garage that's full of brand new bicycles.
It looks like it just came out of the shop.
Why do people leave these on the streets?
I work here right now for 5 years on this position. And I still cannot answer your question.
But I push him a little, and he gives me this.
People see it as a product which you can, you throw it away.
It's like a paper cup.
Yeah, for example. Yeah, I think you can call it like that. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
I actually think there's something else going on here, and that's embarrassment. Folks in Amsterdam call the trip back home from the Bike Depot the ride of shame. You're pretty much on your own for miles, giving you plenty of time to think about what you did wrong. Mo Abrari certainly seemed ashamed of his actions.
I didn't put it in one of the places that you should park your bike.
I ran into him at the depot, and he did have a reason to be embarrassed. Bike wasn't his to lose.
Even it's not my bike, it's the bike of my wife, so...
Oh, no!
It makes it more difficult to explain later on. I told her that probably it's been stolen, but that's why I came here to check if it's really the case or not. But I'm happy that it's here.
Obari got his wife's bike back, and he says he'll be careful the next time he parks. But if the head of Bike Depot could have his way, parking wouldn't be an issue. He'd like to see a massive bike-sharing system. People could take bikes and leave them at stations all around the city. No one would need a personal bike.
In that way, there are less bicycles in public space in the future.
Residents tried to start a bike-sharing program in Amsterdam in the 1960s. It failed. But the idea inspired the current bike shares in Paris, Boston, and Minneapolis. And today, young entrepreneurs here are trying to restart it. And it's easy to see why. Because as I left the Bike Depot, that seafoam green granny bike arrived on the back of a truck, along with about 30 other bikes. For The World, I'm Bradley Campbell in Amsterdam.